You are listening to a True Gospel Perspective from our Macedonia Baptist Church ministerial staff. We pray that this message will be a true blessing to you.
We give thanks this morning to Pastor Twyman for this opportunity. We are indeed grateful, as always, for this privilege of standing before you to share God's word. The aroma is getting to me also, so I won't be long this morning. Just going to share with you what the Lord has placed on my heart, and we'll be done. Give thanks for the choir and for all of these preachers who are here this morning, to all of our officers and to all of our members and visitors. We greet you in the risen name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and we know that it is a blessing to be in the house of prayer just one more time. I want to call your attention to a very familiar passage of scripture found in the gospel as recorded by Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. The gospel as recorded by Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. You have it, just say amen. Amen. Reading there from the King James Version, you will find these words. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Just for a few moments we like to use for a subject. You can drop your heavy load off here. You can drop your heavy load off here. There's a story of a man that was driving his pickup truck down an old country road. As he was driving along, he came upon a woman along the road who was carrying what appeared to be a heavy load. So he stopped. And he offered her a lift. The woman expressed her gratitude and climbed onto the back of the truck. A moment later, the man noticed something very startling, very strange indeed. The woman was still holding onto her heavy load. It didn't seem to matter to her that she was now sitting on the back of the truck, but she just continued to carry her heavy load. Astonished, the man began to plead with her. Please, ma'am, put down your heavy load and take your rest. My truck can carry you and your heavy load. I'm simply trying to tell you, you can drop your heavy load off right here. I'm wondering this morning, what do we do with the loads we carry. In all of our lives, there are some things that leave us exhausted and despairing. There are some things that leave us weary and worn down. Some things that leave us tired and things that weigh us down. There are some things that trouble us. Some things that cause us to be anxious and to even worry, tormenting us and causing us to lose sleep at night. There are some things that go on in our lives that make us cry when we ought to be smiling. There are some things that we dare not talk about to anyone that we know. Secret stuff. Stuff we do our best to keep on the lowdown. Dependence on pills. Caught up on marijuana, alcohol, all kind of things that we dare not share with anybody. Burdens, heavy burdens that we carry all by ourselves. I don't know about you, but when I came to the Lord, I came to the Lord just as I was. I heard the voice of Jesus say, "Come unto me and rest. Lie down, thou weary one, lie down thy head upon my breast." I came to Jesus as I was, weary and worn, and said, "I found in him a resting place. And he has made me glad." I'm just trying to tell you, you can drop your heavy load off right here. All of us, every man, every woman, every child that is born into this world comes in carrying a heavy load. Doesn't matter if you're black or white, rich or poor, whether you were born in the north or in the south. It doesn't make any difference if you were born on the east side or the west side. Sin has placed everyone under a heavy load. And David says, "Behold, I was born in sin, shaped in iniquity." Job says, "Man born of woman is but a few days old and full of trouble." Paul says, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And so all of us walk around carrying a heavy load. Now, we can be like the woman. We can keep on riding on the back of that truck and continue to carry our heavy load, or we can choose to do something about it. If we choose to do nothing, sooner or later, the sheer weight of that heavy load will crush us. David says in Psalms 32, "When I kept silent, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For night and day, thy hand was heavy upon me." You see, his bones felt like they were crushing. It felt like the weight of the world was upon him because he kept trying to keep everything inside. But then when he confessed his sin, the Lord lifted his heavy burden, and he was able to do all that the Lord would have him to do. I thank God this morning for Jesus. And all I'm trying to tell you is that you can drop your heavy load off right here. I don't know about you, but if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side when men rose against us, I don't know where I might be this morning. There are some things, some heavy loads that crush us, things that bother us. But again, I thank God this morning that he has provided a way of escape. God has provided for us a burden bearer. Yes, sir. Someone who can carry our burdens away. And if you don't know it this morning, all I'm trying to tell you is that you can drop your heavy load right here. Yes. Well. As we look to our text this morning, Matthew 11:28 is one of the most beloved passages of scripture in the New Testament. Well. It's a road sign to every weary traveler who goes along this way. Well. It's like when you've been traveling on the road and you see a motel sign that says rest. Yeah. Matthew 11:28 is like that sign. All right. When I was younger, we used to drive for maybe 12, 16 hours. But now, after 4 hours, I'm looking for that sign. I need some rest. I feel like I can't go on any farther. And when I know that I can't go on any farther, I'm looking to get me some rest. That's the way Matthew 11:28 is. Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." You can drop your heavy load off right here. 11:28 through 30 is the traveler's hotel. It is the Christian's hotel. It's some place where we can go and we can find rest and peace and comfort in the Lord. It is in the Lord. Summary of this passage. That we find an invitation to discipleship through his ministry. Jesus is encouraging all of us who travel this life, all of us who have grown weary along the way, all of us who carry a heavy burden. He invites us to come unto him and rest. Jesus wants you to know this morning that in him you can find everything that you need. Jesus was dealing in this passage, if you look at the context, with those who were legalists. They were trying to put a heavy burden on all those who would follow the law of Moses. The Bible says that they were willing to put this heavy load on others, but they were not willing to lift a finger themselves to help anyone. And so Jesus says of them, "For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and they lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves would not move them with one of their fingers." Acts 15:10 says, "Now therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the necks of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear?" In this case, the yoke is a substitute for burdens. These men sought to obligate others to keep the whole law, thereby placing them under a heavy burden. in order to keep the law, or if you violated the law at any one point, James said that you're in violation of the whole law. And so none of us could be saved by the law. And even now, as much as we try and make it on our own, as much as we try and do right and live righteous lives by our own, we need Jesus. Yes. Yes. We need the grace of God to keep us and to help us along the way. You can leave your heavy load right here. The Lord's message to all of those who are laboring and heavy laden is simply twofold. First, it is to those whom have grown extremely weary. It is a message to the one who feels that they have gone as far as they can go. It is to the one who feels that he or she cannot take another step. The Lord simply says, come to me. Come to me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden. The word come here in this passage of scripture is an imperative. Come. It is a strong appeal on the will of another. The word come expresses the desire and compassion and heart of our Savior. It is his appeal for people to come to him as a relief from their oppression. It is a call to turn from whatever they are presently depending on and turn to him. For those who do not know the Savior, it is a call to salvation. For those who do not know the Savior, it is a call to deliverance. For those of you who do not know the Savior, it is a call to believe in him. This call is, it stands in contrast to the preceding unbelief that took place in the cities of Chorazin and Bethsaida. They refused to believe despite all the miracles that the Lord had performed before their eyes. They did not trust in the Lord. And even now, there are some of us, even though we have gotten on the back of that pickup, we continue to carry our heavy load because we don't believe God's word. But God's word simply says, come unto me, all ye that are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The message this morning simply is that you can drop your heavy load off right here. Give it to Jesus. Secondly, for those who are already believers, it is a call to follow him as a committed disciple. He says, take ye my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. It is a call to completely turn their lives over to him. It is a call to take Christ's yoke and to submit our lives to him. To take Christ's yoke means to submit our lives to his person. It means to put yourself under his leading. It means to join yourself together with him. It means to live as he commands. It means to walk like Jesus walked. It means to talk like Jesus talked. To take Christ's yoke means that we no longer have to carry our heavy load. We don't have to carry it because I tell you this morning, he can handle it. He can handle it. How do I know he can handle it? John 1:29 says, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Isaiah 53:4 says, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But I tell you this morning that he's able to carry our sins away. He's able to carry every burden that you bear away. I don't know what you're going through this morning, but I tell you, the Lord is able. How do I know he's able? I know he's able because the Bible says that he traveled down through 42 generations. He came down to tell us redemption story. He came down to show us how much he loved us. And the Bible says that he went about doing good. He was called everything but a child of God. But he kept on bearing our sins toward Calvary. He kept on carrying the load of your sins and my sins all the way to Calvary. One night he was betrayed in a garden. They arrested him and led him from judgment hall to judgment hall. They took him out to old Golgotha's hill. They nailed him to an old rugged cross. They put nails in his hands and nails in his feet. They hung him high and they stretched him wide. He died one Friday for your sins and mine. But I tell you, he's able this morning. He's able to carry all our sins away. They buried him in a borrowed tomb. He stayed dead all night Friday, all day Saturday, but early Sunday morning. He got up with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. I tell you this morning that God can carry all your sins away. You can drop your heavy load off right here this morning if you will only receive Christ as your Savior. He's able this morning.
He's able.
If you just put your trust in him, you can leave your heavy burden right here. God bless you.
We hope you enjoyed this message today, and we pray that it was a true blessing to you. If you are interested in learning more about Pastor Charles D. Twyman and the Macedonia Baptist Church family, you can reach out to us at www.mbcdet.com. Thank you, and God bless you.